All right. So at any rate, the supervisory archaeologists were the ones that were in charge of all the operations in that area and made all the decisions. We were also the people that, because, like I say, we essentially worked directly for Alyeska, we were involved in all of the meetings, the engineering meetings, because we had to know what was going on, what the schedules were, and so on and so forth. Then our other job was to go out and survey. And, in other words, look at the areas that were going to be directly impacted, locate archaeological sites, and decide if they needed to be excavated or not. Then our field foreman or crew boss was the one who then was in charge of the actual excavation. And the crew performed the excavation. And so that's the way. And then in the season of the year when we weren't excavating, you know, because of the snow and everything, and that was the other thing we did. I mean, we had to be planned far enough ahead because construction still went on in the wintertime. We had to be far enough ahead so that we were able to take care of anything that was going to need to be done in the winter. All right? In other words, we had to take care of that during the summer as well. Occasionally, there'd be a route change or something like this, and we'd run into us, and they'd say, we're going to have to reroute it for a half a mile here, and we'd never even looked at it. And that led to some interesting developments in how we had to figure out how to be able to do that.